We probably don't always recognize it, but we spend much of our daily lives preparing for something. From the moment we wake up in the morning, it probably has become such routine that we don't even think about it. We begin our day just by preparing ourselves to go to work or to go to school or to do the chores around the house. And that routine could involve brushing our teeth, hopefully, washing our face, getting dressed, grooming ourselves, preparing ourselves for the day. And throughout life, we prepare ourselves as children, going to school, taking on knowledge, learning. Why? So that we can be productive citizens, so that we can go out to work. And perhaps those going on in the professional careers, we prepare ourselves for those careers through college, through universities, and for those in the medical profession, we've got a couple here, Danielle and Ellie, off to medical school. But even as a part of that, you're preparing for exams and licensing and the qualifications necessary. So much of life is really about preparing. And this is reflective of our very faith. Our journey of faith is a preparation for the coming of the Lord. And of course, we all acknowledge and understand that, yes, the Lord has come, that in the incarnation, in the nativity, the Lord arrived. He has walked here among us. But there is also at this time of year, this season of Advent, it is a time of preparation for the coming celebration of the Nativity. It portends and points to the final consummation of time in which Christ will one day return once again. But our life, our faith journey, is one of preparing ourselves in our souls, recognizing our own darkness, the need for forgiveness, the need for God's grace and mercy every day, that we might be called and counted among the redeemed of Christ, to enjoy eternal life, which begins not after death, but it begins right now. And in this period of time in which we are preparing ourselves, we do so recognizing that our patron saint of our parish here, St. John the Baptist, was a key and integral member of God's plan of salvation. We know that God had sent the prophets. He had sent the prophets to continually call back in the faithfulness the people of Israel, the chosen of God, who were to be the priests of the nations, who continually were drawn into the pagan cultures that were around them, were continually falling into idolatry, breaking covenant with God, becoming like the pagans, and God continually calling them back through the words of the prophets spoken, to return, to repent, to come back. And we know that there was a time of over 400 years in which the word of God was not spoken by any prophets until St. John the Baptist came on the scene and began to prepare the way of our Lord. He, in fact, being a cousin of our Lord Jesus Christ, was already, even in his mother's womb, with Christ in his womb, he leapt with joy in the womb of his mother Elizabeth. He was prepared even before birth to begin to prepare the way for the coming of our Lord. The world needed his voice, his courage, his conviction to awaken them out of their darkness, to awaken them out of their apathy, to declare that the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven, is near. This past Monday, I had gone to a grocery store up in Schenectady, New York, where I'm near where I'm living, during the week. And we all, in the routines of life, were surrounded by all kinds of ambient noise and voices all around us, and we really learn to filter those out, do we not? We really almost have to, as a matter of necessity, unless you're a real busybody and want to try to listen in on every conversation. But be that as it may, I was leaving the grocery store, and of course, you know, there was the ambient noise of the voices all around there. And as I walked into the vestibule of the grocery store, the entrance and the exit of the grocery store where they keep the shopping carts, and began to walk out the main doors, this voice, a voice of a woman, pierced the ambient noise around me with a very loud, succinct command voice saying, "Stop! Don't move! Stay right where you are." And with that, being a retired police officer of 33 years, I almost thought about trying to reach for a weapon or something as I turned around to see that it was probably an 85-year-old woman who was trying to direct on her cell phone her daughter, who was picking her up at the grocery store. Realizing that she was not a threat, I relaxed, I waited for her to come out, and I told her how her conversation with her daughter really almost shocked and startled me. And I told her I was a retired police officer, and she said, "Oh my goodness, I can understand how that happened." But this is an illustration, I believe, of how it is that those voices can suddenly arouse us, can suddenly startle us out of our apathy, out of our own sense of security. It is the voice of John the Baptist, who after centuries without a word was speaking out of the wilderness, "Repent! Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Make straight the path for our God. For behold, the Lamb of God, who taketh away the sins of the world." This is a voice that continues to reverberate through the ages, that continues to echo in our season of Advent. This time of year for most people is already Christmas, right? They're already playing Christmas music on the radio. People are already having parties. There's no sense of repentance, preparation, or fasting. It's already Christmas for the secular world. And even though we make our preparations with decorations and plans for maybe family events and parties in the nativity season proper, the church has ordained that we have this season of preparation to separate us from the world who is already partying and in that spirit of revelry. But a prescription, a call to prepare ourselves. The two greatest feasts of the church are Pascha and the Nativity. And the church has ordained that in both these times, we prepare ourselves with fasting, with repentance, self-reflection, looking to God for our hope, our strength, for forgiveness of sins, for the hope that we have. We can't do this when we are so absorbed with all the noise around us, the secular world that really denies anything religious about this season of time. A world in which is a woke world, a cancel culture that is often at enmity with any idea of the celebration of the birth of our Lord and Savior, who has come, who dwells among us. But we are to prepare. We are to prepare. In doing so, we heed the voice of St. John the Baptist, our patron. Prepare ye the way. Make straight the paths of our God. Prepare ye the way. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.